Hello. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II with my first talk show. So we'll see how we get along today, and I'm going to put out some information that I think should probably shock some people. I find it so unbelievable we have this real ID Act coming out, and actually there's something quite simple to flesh this thing out so we can put a stop to it as soon as the people understand what the real problem is. And as we were discussing yesterday when I was on John's show, which where I'm going to pick up again today, because this is so important and it's very, very few people understand the problem. And when you see it, it gets unbelievable. I have been attempting to get from the Division of Elections in Juneau the right to exercise my right of suffrage as a qualified elector. But I have to submit, under the penalties of perjury, a statement which is a Class B felony in Alaska that's true and correct that I am a citizen of the United States. And if I should choose to change my mind after I've done that, in Title 18, 9/11 is 3 years in the pokey. So the question is, what is a citizen of the United States? It's amazing because there are millions of people who have signed up for it and can't tell you what it is. We have juries that sit, and the judge, well, usually he'll put it so that nobody has to do the affirmative, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? They'll usually say, is there anybody here that isn't a citizen of the United States? Every jury sitting prior to the trial must be asked by some means, in what capacity are you sitting in this trial? And they always have to ask the question, a citizen of the United States. And I have had several jury instances myself. I've impeached the whole jury for perjury. Of course, the judge didn't go along with it. It's up on appeal. But when you ask them, nobody knows what it is. I've asked the Division of Elections, you want me to, under the penalties of perjury, sign up that I am a citizen of the United States, and yet you won't tell me what it is. That's pretty unbelievable. And amazingly, if we said, would you like to have the same rights as Santa Claus, we all would obviously catch on quite quickly, because the children have already caught on to that trick, probably by the time they're 4, 5, or 6 years old. But a citizen of the United States sounds so nice, it sounds affirmative. It was used initially prior to the Civil War in reference to citizens of the several states. And if you will check the Constitution of the United States, you will find that there are privileges and immunities, clause in Article 4, Section 2, that should I go to the great state of Texas, and if I were a citizen of Alaska and I went down to Texas, the law is already there to give me the same protection as the citizens of Alaska, the citizens of the sovereign country of Texas, the citizens of the several states, being Texas. It's already built into the Constitution. Nobody uses it today. Because after the Civil War, what Congress did was get around and they chose to create a fictitious citizenship for the Negroes that were just freed from the plantation owners. So they were no longer, quote, slaves. But that's not quite true. Because what they forgot to mention is that when you went from the slave owners or of the plantation owners to being under the in the South, they moved the Negroes over to be under slaves under Congress. And what's amazing, it's still on the Internet. It's still law today, right after the Civil War, and anybody can go in on the Internet. I'm going to tell you where to go look at it. I'm going to put some of this out on my email list. And by the way, I do have three email lists that you can go to my homepage at justbelly.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-Y BELLI.com. I also have a special list at ralph@justbelly.com, RALPH@JUSBELLI, that I take donations for $120 a year, so I put out attachments with the information. So you don't have to go look up a lot of the cases and the statutes. They're already highlighted and ready to go. So if what I say is true, the question becomes, is a citizen of the United States a good guy, or is he made up? Did they just make him up out of thin air? Now, anybody that's a parent can unequivocally, well, looks like we're going to break, so we'll be back right after break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back from break here, and I want to continue on, because this is the core problem. I've been doing this research for a long time, and I always looked for what is the common denominator. There's got to be something that is very consistent that must show up, and it turned out to be the status called a citizen of the United States. Now, prior to the Civil War, we had citizens of the United States of America. And what that is of America is a citizen of any of the sovereign countries, i.e. several states that were sovereign in their independent capacity. So that's a traveling citizenship called a citizen of the United States of America. Anybody that's naturalized in this country automatically gets a certificate that says, I'm a citizen of the United States of America. Then what they do is, as soon as you have this, grab this certificate and you're sworn in, you walk right outside the door. I've seen it down in Anchorage, in the federal building, in the courthouse, and they have you sign up to be a citizen of the United States. And I was down there explaining that to the people, that they were sovereign about as long as it takes to make a little popcorn. And, of course, the marshals came up and escorted me out under threat of arrest, grabbed each arm and said, you're leaving the building, because we can't have these people being sovereign and understanding what a citizen of the United States of America is, or a citizen of one of the several states. So the problem becomes, if in our country, if we're going to do a total reconstruction, overthrowing total government, we have to, number one, the sovereign power resides in the people under the Creator. It's inalienable. Our inalienable rights are not a gift, are not a grant from anybody. It is a birthright. When we are born upon the land, one of our birthrights, not about being whether we're the eldest or of a son or of a family, but the other rights called the law of the land, our birthright travels with us wherever we go in the whole world, until we surrender our citizenship, our birthright of this country. And there's nobody can take it away from us. And it's not a grant. It's not permission. Now, if you have this whole concept, when you finally get it figured out, it's so simple. Our natural status, every time you attach your signature, you automatically are signing in your natural sovereign capacity, and anybody that's ever done any trusts or any of those knows that you will have to, under your signature, sign as a trustee, executor, or of a will, or whatever the other capacity other than just your natural capacity of a citizen to one of the several states. We always revert back to our natural status. So the Congress that overthrew the government, and they overthrew it all, they usurped the executive, they usurped the judicial in 1867, the Tenure of Office Act, and I probably won't have time to talk about that today, but they usurped it, and that 59 years later, the Supreme Court finally agreed that they'd usurped the executive power. But the issue is that they must have us agree by our signature to surrender our birthright. So how did they accomplish it? Well, they started off by the Negroes by creating this fictitious status. And anybody that knows anything about commercial law or corporations, and this is still in Title 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982. And I'm going to read just a little bit of it here. It says, all persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons or property as is enjoyed by white citizens, shall be subject to the same punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, expectations of every kind and to no other. They are giving, Congress is granting a status called a citizen of the United States, the right to sue and be sued. And you can go to 1982, and you will see the property side of this. It says there is enjoyed by the white citizens to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, convey real and personal property. Now, isn't it nice that Congress all of a sudden, in the great goodness of their heart, chose to allow the Negroes to be like white citizens? Does that not sound like a racist statement? I can unequivocally, and this is one of the things I'm working on my posting on my email list, every senator, every legislator is a racist. NAACP is a racist. They encourage their people to be registered voters, to be a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. So the next obvious question is, if this is a fiction in law, which it is, how would it relate to, let's just jump forward to, say, the Real ID Act? If Congress legislates in our natural capacity, which they used to prior to the Civil War, how would we defeat the National ID Act, the Real ID Act? How would we defeat that? In a sentence. It's actually quite simple. And I'm going to be putting out a letter for questions to ask our great senators and representatives in the Den of Vipers in Juneau and the one back in D.C. And it's a real simple statement. This act has no application to the citizens of any of the several states, and I am not a citizen of the United States. That's it. It has no application because if you go to the Real ID, this act, they have buried in there, they have to, on all these acts, the same thing with the IRS, you just have to know where to look for it, all of these, they have to put in who they are legislating for. They're not legislating for who we think they're legislating for. So they have to put this fiction in law, but it's a nice name, and everybody just skips right over because it must be good. Sounds good. I've had people basically want to fight in some meetings when you bring this issue up, and they absolutely, positively know they're a citizen of the United States. They just can't articulate what it is, but it sounds good because everybody else is. And when you understand it, it's so unbelievable that we got millions of people signing up under the penalties of perjury that would put them in jail, and they don't even know what they're signed up for. And I am guilty. As anybody else is. I did it for a long time. I thought it was a good thing. I mean, my neighbor was doing it. I wanted to have representation. Of course, that's what good democracy, we don't have a constitution and republic, doesn't have citizens of the United States. So the next thought that I had along this line, well, if that is so, can Negroes, are they equal to us now? Are they screwing everybody in this country? Because the Declaration of Independence doesn't make any distinction. And an American citizen, which the Supreme Court ruled, makes no distinction. It says anybody born after July 4th, 1776, no color, no race, no anything, is an American citizen. Now, the reason why they turned it around is called the compounding of nouns. It's a lowercase c. Because you are a natural-born citizen, called an American citizen. That was in the original states, and of course, after the Articles of Confederation came along, the several states, you went from the original to the several states, and then, of course, there was also the citizen of the United States of America. And people are not even aware that the president, the executive power, resides in the President of the United States of America. That's in Article 2. He then takes an oath of office and becomes the President of the United States. The United States is an agent of the United States of America. So the question that I posed then, so did they not allow anybody that's not white in our country? Well, guess what? In 1870, they very quietly made a naturalization act for people of African nativity in 1870. So, but they didn't do anything with it because that wouldn't have helped the situation of Congress overthrowing our country. But it's there so that anybody that was of a black or whatever word you want to attach to it that's not derogatory.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it.
No more commuting.
We're going to break again.
Home when the kids get out of school. Working at home, doing what?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. I missed the cue on the break there. I'll get used to this. A little bit of history on naturalization of our country should be appropriate here because it's really important. Back in 1790, only free white persons could be naturalized. And then very quietly in 1870, Alaskan Nativity, or persons of African descent, and that's in 16-254. So in 1870, then the Africans were by Congress then, because they control the uniform rule of naturalization, that's in the Constitution, supposed to be for the several states, you'd be in a court of record. The Africans were equivalent to the white citizens in every respect, and they would then be covered under the citizens of the several states, under the Privileges and Immunities Clause. Of course, nobody wants to talk about it, but they did it very quietly behind the scenes. Then we come up to 1940, and Congress saw fit then to make descendants of races indigenous to the Western Hemisphere. I just couldn't believe that they take this long to do this. In 1943, Chinese persons or persons of Chinese descent at 58 stat 600. Then in 1946, Filipinos and persons of races indigenous to India. And finally, by 1952, unbelievable, took this long for Congress to do what they should have done a long time ago, obviously, because nobody wants to be a slave. In 1952, they had a Naturalization Act, and anyone of any race, any color, any creed, upon completing the requirements to be for naturalization, become a citizen of the United States of America. 1952. I found that unbelievable as I was tracking all this through, because I wanted to see if any of the citizens of the several states existed for, quote, all of the other, quote, races or colors. So it gets down to, stated quite simply, anyone that is born in this country is an American citizen, regardless of their color. The naturalization side, they put different time limits, different things on it. Congress did, but by 1952, all of that had finally been lifted. It's still found today in Title 8, 1449, it's citizen of the United States of America. Anybody that knows somebody that's been naturalized, and I'm going to probably be putting out a copy of, I got some naturalization sanitized copies of people because I like to have documentation to prove what I'm stating. So the real issue that you can go, just like on the Real ID Act, is you go look, and it's for a citizen of the United States or a national, somebody that owes allegiance, permanent allegiance to the United States. Well, where did the citizens of the several states go? Well, since we started with the citizens of the United States back in 1866, and you can go today, nothing has changed. They brought it all forward exactly without change in Title 42, 1988. And therein lies one of the biggest ruses, because I've tracked all the courts through the federal courts to know when they killed the courts, how they changed the judges. And here we have it in Title 42, United States Code, 1988, Proceedings in the Vindication of Civil Rights. Vindication is to remove from being suspect. And it says right in there that jurisdiction in civil and criminal matters does not say crimes and offenses. And it makes reference to Title 13, which is the judiciary of the revised statute of 1878, Title 24, which is the civil rights that's I just read, that's in 1981 and 1982, where Congress is granting you a fictional status, and Title 70 of the revised statutes is for all crimes. 1878. Nothing's changed after since the Civil War. And it says for protection of all persons in the United States and their civil rights and for their vindication. And it gets very complicated for something that I can't put over the radio, but a whole bunch of legalese nonsense behind the scenes. If you read through it, this is what's going on today. It's like the IRS to remove you from being suspect of a known legal duty, which they, of course, refuse to disclose. So the real issue then becomes, is there a solution? There is a real simple solution. If we're the sovereign people, do we allow these people that are on the pirate ship, good ship Lollipop, to continue? Because we go to the courts, the pirate is in charge of the court. We go to the legislature, they're on the pirate ship. I have been through all the courts, federal and state. I'm in the Supreme Court of the United States as we speak, waiting to hear back if there's any law left. I guess we're going to go to break, and I'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back. And I'm going to proceed to what our solution is. Some of these solutions are so simple, the real solution, if we're the sovereign. I was talking about, do you go on the good ship Lollipop? When you go in the courthouse, if think of it as pirates. You're going into the pirate ship asking one of the flunkies that works for the captain, whomever he is, Blackbeard or whatever, would you quit stealing my stuff? Quit pirating my ship. What sort of answer do you think you're going to get? They give us a few little tidbits here and there to create the illusion that there is courts in law and equity. I can tell you unequivocally there is no courts of law and equity arising under Article 3 in any of the, quote, several states. Of course, the several states, that sovereignty has been surrendered to unknowingly back in 1913. The Supreme Court of the United States is the only court left. And Congress in 1988 could not change the name and take away the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court of the United States. So they did something just as good. They created the petition for certiorari. Should be a writ of certiorari, but the writ of certiorari, which makes it 100% discretionary. And the Supreme Court of the United States, in going along with this, and they've already ruled on their own motion on this, They do not look at the jurisdictional statement. They do not look at the merits of the case. So when you go from, because I've tried, we've taken one of these. I've got one very brave fellow. We started in the Superior Court of Alaska, was removed into the district court unlawfully and illegally. No jurisdiction in the district court. Went to the Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit. No jurisdiction. Went to the writ of certiorari. Denied. Went to a motion for or a thing for rehearing on the writ of certiorari. Denied. So I started to looking, researching out, well, then why does the court not rule on the law? Marbury versus Madison. It is the duty of the court, once it has jurisdiction, to rule on the law. And guess what, folks? They've created a statutory system that the Supreme Court, under the 1257 or 1297, I forget which one it is, of Title 28, I think it's 57, it's all discretionary, and jurisdiction, the jurisdictional statement is irrelevant, and the merits of the case is irrelevant. It's spin the bottle. What type of social engineering, what shall we do today? I'm going to post the comments for Westlaw. It's very, it's just unbelievable. So what they did is the Congress could not legislate the Supreme Court of the United States out of existence, so what they did is they closed the door. You can't get access to it. The writ of error, which is a issue of law that must be answered, back in 1925-28 era, is the last plaintiff in errors that the Supreme Court of the United States has ever taken. I have one sitting up there today, a motion for permission to file a writ of error. I don't know if it's going to make it or not, but I'm going to load test each one of these things so I can conclusively prove. And every time you do, these guys come out of the woodwork and they have to show their hand. So how do we get our constitutional republic back? Do we think we're going to get on the good ship Lollipop that's full of pirates and they're going to self-correct? Our senators are representatives. And I will unequivocally state there are a few exceptions, just like in the police or in the attorneys, but as a general rule, they're all treasonous tyrants. They like what they got, and they're not about to change. So how do we get our constitutional republic back? Well, if we are the sovereigns, the only way that you can, if the pirates will not self-correct, which they're not going to, at least I've met with more senators and representatives and pounded on more judges. I've arrested judges for treason. You just name it. I think I've load tested about every part of this. The only thing that I can come up is a very simple solution. The problem is us, you and me. We must reassume our sovereign position as a citizen of one of the several states and understand it, be able to prove it, which I can conclusively prove a citizen of the United States does not exist. So what we do is, when they go into the jury, we've already done some of that up here, is you go into the jury, the Pettit or the grand jury, and they will ask you if you're a citizen of the United States, and you hold up your hand, and then the judge doesn't want you educating all of the other sheeple over there, so they go up, and if you state it very succinctly, she said, like up here, Beverly Cutler, well, I'm sorry, we can't use you. And the other people are sitting there scratching their head and say, what just happened? Of course, the mic's turned off. We wouldn't want to educate the other folks. I can't sit on a jury. I'm denied the right to sit on a jury because you have to be a citizen of the United States. I'm denied the right to vote. So we need to approach the Division of Elections, and I'm going to be putting out a letter on that, the questions to ask. Then we, the people, in our sovereign capacity, then, need to get together or assemble by whatever means and exercise our right of the elective franchise in our proper capacity. And they cannot prove what a citizen of the United States is because I can prove what it is. I've seen all kinds of cases. People go up and say, I'm not a citizen of the United States, but they don't do their homework and they can't prove it conclusively. I can prove it. And you have to go back to the Civil Rights Act, which I gave you today, in Title 42, 1981, Title 42, 1982, and Title 42, 1988. There is no such thing, folks. They just made it up. And they cannot disclose what it is. if we quit participating in putting our countrymen in jail as citizens of the United States, now I'm not talking about turning pedophiles and murderers loose and that sort of thing, but IRS and these other things that are totally unlawful and illegal, if we write a letter to our divisions of elections and get them on the record, and then get all of our senators and representatives and say, hey, guess what, folks? Not only am I not a citizen of the United States, you, because I now can prove you hold an office, even though it doesn't exist, you, under the penalties of perjury, are agreeing that Congress has mandated that I have to be a racist. I want to give all the other colors and races in America to be like a white citizen. And you've supported it under the penalties of perjury. We have a nice mousetrap created. It's taken me a long time to delineate simply what our solution is and what the real problem is. Because just like the REAL Act or the REAL ID Act or whatever it's called, I automatically know that they must put in these acts, these things that they're doing, what class of fiction, what fictional entity are they writing this act for? That's the key. So as soon as we understand that we have added to the act that this has no application to any of the citizens of the several states, and I am not a citizen of the United States. Just that simple. That act has no merits. Of course, they have all the guns. They have all the people that choose not to look at what's really going on, and they're fat, dumb, and stupid. Terrible thing to say, but at least ignorant. They're not interested in being sovereign or being free. It's the benefits. So the other thing that goes along with this, and the concept is so simple, that when Congress grants, just like a parent, if you grant to your children benefits, you're going to grant an allowance to one child, not to another. You're going to say you can come in later or you cannot come in later. That's a benefit. It's a grant. And you control the remedy. And there are two cases that are, when I read the first one, was Babcock versus the United States, and that's in 250 U.S. 328. And I could not believe when I read that case that when the United States grants rights in individuals, they can withhold a remedy. And I was thinking, how in the world, what is this, the Indiana Jones of life? What is it that I would do that I don't have access to a court of law? And I read every case. There's a whole bunch of cases in there. And one of them was a Veterans Act. And as soon as I read that, I said, ha-ha, Social Security. Because this is the scam. Every time we sign our signature, we revert back to our natural status. So that would create a major problem of disclosing on every one of the places they want our signature that I'm a citizen of the United States. So they solved it quite simply. Only a citizen of the United States has a Social Security number. And if you have a Social Security number, it's just like your insurance policy. You put the number down, then everything with it goes along with it. Can you deny that you don't have a Social Security number and all of the, quote, benefits? And you can go on the Internet and look in Title 42, Section United States Code 405, look at G and look at H. Specifically H. You have no right access to any court of law. That's 1331 of the Title 28. So when you get a Social Security number, you have agreed that I don't want to go to have any court, Article 3 court in law and equity. I want to have some flunky, be a finder of fact, setting a Social Security office of which the courts will not look at the finder, the trier of the fact, almost never. So I've lost, and I think I'm going to go to court and correct something. Not going to happen. I've already agreed. And the real simple statement is, Congress creates, Congress controls the remedy. And the case that sums that up very nicely, Supreme Court case, 1926, it's Tutun, T-U-T-U-N, 270 U.S. 568. And it states quite clearly in this, the United States may grant rights and individuals against itself and provide only an administrative remedy. It can grant rights and only grant a legal remedy. It can grant rights and only have legal remedy after the administrative remedies. Or it may withhold all remedy. There is no solution. That's really scary, folks. Like I say, when I read that, it still shocks me when I think that somehow, by some act that is not disclosed to me, I have surrendered all of my inalienable rights, my birthright. They stole America's birthright. The people, they've stolen our birthright. And I have surrendered it to the evil force of Congress, evil power, Satan, whatever you want to call it over there, where I have no remedy in my constitutional republic. I have unwittingly and unknowingly attached my name as a registered voter, which is the worst thing you can do, under the penalties of perjury, that I am a citizen of the United States, and I don't even know what it is, nor can I have anybody tell me under their signature what it is. Does this sound like the Wizard of Oz, and we pull back the curtain, and there's not even a little guy there? There's nobody home, folks. Congress made it up, and herein lies the problem in all of America today. Behind everything that's going on, you go to your child custody issues, they have private contracts behind the scenes because these folks do not exist in the Constitution. And by the way, this started right after the Civil War. They had to eliminate the sovereignty of the people, so they tricked us. They had to eliminate the laws of the United States. They tried that with the revised statutes, and they made so many errors that they had to make it only prima facie evidence. So there was the beginning of the fiction, the prima facie evidence of law. Imagine it takes Congress, both houses, majority vote, and the president, or two-thirds to overrule, and all of a sudden these laws of the United States that are on the books, we're going to appoint one commissioner, and he's going to correct all everything if he chooses to omit, delete, reword. It boggles the mind. And then we fast forward to today, and we say, oh, well, it's not positive law. Now, wait a minute here. What are you guys doing if it's not conclusive and legal evidence of the law? Because that's what the laws of the United States are. If I can't depend on it, and it's got to be twice blessed, so you have to come in and say it's positive law before I can believe it? How many times do I have to be baptized here before I really know I've been baptized? They have created a second government, total fiction in parallel, which the Supreme Court says we have one inside and one outside the Constitution. And we're the problem because we unwittingly have assented to allow this thing to rule our lives. These agencies, which are agents of Congress. And like in child custody, I could not believe it when I found out that the judge, the Alaska court system, has a cooperative agreement, which is a private law contract with the Division of Family Services. They have a private, there's a private law contract with the Department of Law that's sitting in there. There's a private law cooperative agreement with the troopers. Everybody in there is all contracted to make money, to get money from the federal government, and the judge's decision then goes down to Region 10 Social Security, and if the Social Security flunky doesn't like what the judge did, they take money away from the DFYS, which takes money away from the Alaska court system. Unbelievable. Imagine going into a courtroom and you think you're going there on a child custody issue, and everybody has a private contract behind the scenes, and if you don't know enough to ask for it, you think you have an independent judge. Absolutely not. He's bought and paid for. Just like the prosecutor, bought and paid for. Guardian ad litem, bought and paid for. And they take away people's children. Only in America. To me, it shocks the conscience that we're this far gone. But the solution is the people. Are we going to stand by and allow these people to hoodwink us into a fictitious status and then say that we want everybody to be have the same rights as a white citizen? I don't remember that part in the Declaration of Independence. And that is the real simple solution to... I've covered a lot of ground, and probably most people that are hearing this for the first time probably can't compute, because we have to we have a belief system, and when you shock the belief system, it takes a while before it to sink in. But this is the source problem in our whole country. We have no government, constitutional republic. It's all gone. And we'll be back for break in just a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Well, we have a call from Steve in Iowa. Go ahead.
Hello, Ralph. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, question is, I just caught about three-fourths of your program. I revoked my Social Security number approximately 4 years ago using a program from this Brand Johnson on American Sovereign. When I buy a brand-new firearm from an FFL dealer, Am I being a hypocrite when I indicate on their 4473 form that I am a citizen of the U.S.?
Absolutely, citizen of the United States. And in reality, I have not yet. I'm working on a true solution to get rid of the Social Security number, but I tell you what, whether you think you have it or not, it's in some computer bank. It's sitting there with a fictitious name, and this gives credibility to the people that are dealing with the commercial side of this because it's the all caps. They never put a period behind the initial because it violates obviously the copyright or trademark laws. It's sitting there somewhere in a computer. It's not gone, and I am going to tackle that particular what you're saying. But, yes, if you put anywhere that you're a citizen of the United States, or you can say U.S. citizen, which is a citizen of the United States and a national, you have just violated, you've just agreed to something, and it's amazing how they always want everything certified or under the penalties of perjury, true and correct.
Yes.
Do you ever see anything come from those guys to us under the penalties of perjury, true and correct?
No, because if they did it, expose themselves for even being more hypocritical than I am.
That's why we can grab a hold of these imposters in the, quote, public office that are sitting there, because that's the one thing, at least in Alaska, you can't run for the office unless you've signed up to be a citizen of the United States. You can't get there. So I've got them under the penalties of perjury, which is a Class B felony.
Okay, one last question real quick.
Sure.
Do you have the correct title and U.S. code situation for a law I heard on a different program that states you do not need to give or have a Social Security number to get bank accounts or anything like that? Do you have that exact title?
No, I don't actually have that title right off the tip of my tongue. There are banks, but let me tell you something. Do not be fooled by the people that were selling this. So there's these letters running around that from the IRS, the trusts have no taxable liability.
Mm-hmm.
The game is when they come, the trust is the beneficiary. So when they come to reduce to judgment for your property, they'll come after the trustee, then they'll sue the trust, whatever, ABC Trust. The ABC Trust is the beneficiary, which is the person that holds what's called the property, the thing.
Okay, one last thing. Can you spell your last, because I never caught your beginning of your program, so I don't even have your last name.
Spell the word winter.
Oh, winter, okay.
And then add another R-O-W-D, two R's. It's pronounced Winter Road.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And before we run out of time here, anybody, like I say, I have three email lists. You can go to JUSDELLI.com. I have a special list for $120 donation, and you have to email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, bell is like you ring a bell, B-E-L-L-I.com. And I will add you to our special list, of which I include attachments, and I'm going to start putting out, seeing I'm doing a talk show here, some of the documents that I'm talking about on the air, so that people that have listened or will listen, they don't have to go try to find these documents. And it looks like we're going to break, or it's the end of the hour, it looks like. So I will see everybody Monday, and you have a happy weekend. And watch out for the federales. This is the voice of the far north.